Here we go.
Broadcasting from Edmonton's majestic used hubcap district.
I just can't pull off a onesie.
No, neither can I.
That's not good.
Kids today with their inline skates and their long boards that roll over everything.
Totally weird and wild. It works, but it's weird.
You know what's underrated?
Ravioli.
God, that's awful. It smells like smoke coming off someone's ass.
I guess I'm getting the vibe here that a lot of people had these lofty dreams and no one lived up to them.
I get that feeling too.
Oh, it's so good to laugh again.
My God, do people not know I'm at work?
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Like the really good ones, the successful ones, they're not big people, which is shocking if you think about it. We're talking about competitive eaters.
Some of them are,
I wouldn't say chiseled, but they're like the really good ones. They're not big puffy people.
Yeah, you're not going to confuse a professional eater with a professional weightlifter.
Yeah, or like a speed swimmer.
Yeah, there's not a lot of crossover there.
No.
But they do call themselves professional athletes.
They do, huh?
And what they do is impressive, but in a different way.
Yeah.
You know, when I see Connor McDavid ripping around on the ice, I'm not like, woof, he is the Joey Chestnut of hockey.
No, but is Joey Chestnut the Connor McDavid of competitive eating?
It kind of is.
Was he a young phenom? Was he on the scouting reports when he was 9 years old?
Like, he's been untouchable for a long time.
He has been, hasn't he?
Undisputed. He lost his title once, but then came roaring back.
Because it was Kobayashi, right, that took it from him 1 year, the hot dog contest?
Yeah.
God, we know a surprising, shocking amount about this. But even Kobayashi, he's not a big person.
No, super small.
Yeah.
And then when you see like the female competitive eaters,
they're
even smaller.
Oh, yeah. Putting away 45 hot dogs.
Just crushing it.
Yeah.
And the reason we bring this up is because Joey Chestnut, I guess he was at a Cleveland Cavaliers game the other day. And at halftime, they trotted him out there and said, hey, how about a eating contest? They didn't do hot dogs as specialty. This time they went with pierogies.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love a good pierogi?
Oh my God, I love pierogies. It depends what's in them though.
I like it pretty simple.
Me too. I like either
the cheddar bacon.
Yep.
That's about as good as I need.
I don't mind a little potato and onion in the middle.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
And then you just a little bit of sour cream, maybe some green onion.
Yep.
And that's all you need.
So I wonder what he was eating.
I think
Joey Chestnut.
What kind were they? They put 2 minutes on the clock and had a bunch of people competing. Not surprising, he beat everybody. But let me just find out. How many did he eat here? In 2 minutes, he ate 39 pierogies.
That's probably pretty good, I would think.
It doesn't sound like 39 doesn't sound like that much, but in 2 minutes, just because they are so doughy and potatoey.
Yeah, it's a lot of chewing.
It's a lot of chewing. So really, like, you could probably get through maybe 5 in 2 minutes?
Yeah,
comfortably.
I was thinking about that. When you first asked me, I said a dozen. Now I think about it, no, I could not eat a dozen pierogies in 2 minutes.
Even a dozen just in a single sitting.
Oh,
like, it doesn't look so like a lot gross on your plate, but then all of a sudden you're just like, oh my God.
Yeah, because I think what it is, it's like a pierogi. There's certain foods that have that time release phenomenon.
It's like spray foam.
Yes, exactly.
It gets in your stomach and it just expands.
You're like, I could just keep going. And so you do keep going and then fast forward an hour and you're just rolling around in the parking lot, clutching your belly. Yeah.
So for him to lock down 39 in 2 minutes is pretty impressive.
We were discussing too on the radio show that, and again, I feel like I need to preface this by saying, hey, I'm not kink shaming you. You do you.
Yeah, you're into what you're into.
But, you know, a lot of people, I don't understand people that are into feet. I don't understand that. Like you.
Yeah, and it's big business out there.
Yeah, you source out pictures of feet on the internet. You pay for pictures of feet. I don't understand that whole thing.
There are people that make a healthy living selling photos of their feet.
Yeah.
I don't get it, but hey, there's money out there.
But there's probably people who are into watching people gorge on hot dogs or pierogies. Like, that's their turn on.
I think I can't remember the term for it, but there's a section of videos. I don't know if it's for sexy pleasure or what. Is it like mukbang? Something like that? It's where people eat enormous amounts of food.
No, I have never heard of this.
Usually right on camera, like a disturbing amount of food.
Really?
And so, yeah, people must be into it.
But yeah.
Yeah, when you're watching Joey Chestnut go to town on hot dogs.
Is that like you said earlier, do you have to go sit in a snowbank after?
Like, I don't know. A lot of people need a cold shower after watching that, because that is maybe one of the least attractive things.
Oh, I know. Watching people pushing out. And then there's those poor people that, you know, their thing is the Victoria's Secret catalog. Some people just enjoy watching a guy push hot dogs into his mouth.
Yeah, it's all the same thing to some people. And that's fine.
It's totally fine.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. But when you see, I don't know what it is, but the dunking of the hot dog bun in water.
That's the grossest part.
That's the worst part.
Yeah. It's like I can feel that. Like when I see him doing that, dunking the bun, it's like I can taste it. Just visually, I can taste it.
We did meet Joey Chestnut once. He came into this station.
Man, did he leave an impression.
Yeah. Forgot about it for a decade.
I think somewhere I still have the interview.
I have a picture of it somewhere. Huh. But if I were a braver man, like, it would be kind of interesting to ask, like, are there groupies to competitive eating the way there are to, you know, basketball players, hockey players, musicians, anything like that?
When Joey Chestnut flies into town and he checks into his hotel, does he have to use a fake name?
Yeah.
Is he Joey Walnut?
Is he just swatting the women away?
Yeah, you'd have to wonder.
Ah, I'm so curious.
You have questions? Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly have answers.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast.
I guess there could be groupies for anything. If you're good at anything, there's going to be somebody who finds it attractive.
For sure.
Yeah. Maybe it's competitive eating. Maybe it's oil changing.
Yeah, maybe you are, I don't know, like maybe you've been on the oil change scouting reports, like Joey Chestnut, since you were 9 years old. You probably do have followers.
Yeah, and so when someone pulls into Lube City and they see you just going to town under the hood,
they're like, oh my God, I have your rookie card.
Sign my face.
So I can get it tattooed. But that's what, that's the quality of service, the quality of technician that you are going to get at Lube City.
Yeah, you're going to get the Joey Chestnut.
You're going to get a bunch of number one draft picks.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, and if you want to find a Lube City, there's 27 of them in Alberta. Find the one nearest you. Just go to lubecity.ca.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast.
They're trapped in your phone forever.
That should be our buddy cop movie. Hood Slide and Pepper Spray.
Ooh, that is pretty good.
Who gets to be Hood Slide?
I'll let you be Hood Slide.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast.
We were talking on the show yesterday morning about that one time you tried to impress somebody, whether it was somebody you were romantically interested in, maybe it was your boss, maybe it was a neighbor, maybe it was a group of friends. Maybe things didn't go real well. This one came in, I was with some friends on White Avenue, we weren't feeling any pain. I decided it would be funny if I took a run at a car and tried sliding across the hood like you see in the movies.
Nice.
The rivets on my jeans put a huge scratch across the hood of some random's car, and it actually hurt more than I thought. It gets worse. The owner of the car and his friends were sitting on the patio of a bar and witnessed the whole thing. My friends didn't stick around, and I was left to talk my way out of a very bad situation. No one, not even my friends, found it funny. Glenn.
I can't believe that didn't work out for him.
It works in movies. Works in cartoons.
It's never as easy as it looks. You need proper technique. That's why the police have their own academy.
Do you think that, listen, I know there are police officers that listen to this show. Is that a course you actually take? Like hood slide?
I bet you hood slide is part of it. High speed chase, tucking and rolling out of a moving car.
High speed in reverse, for sure.
Jumping off of the top of a building into a huge, maybe into a dumpster.
Full of cardboard boxes.
Full of cardboard boxes.
Yeah. But I would like to know, police officers, do you train for the hood slide? And is it like a full semester of training? Like, is it an 8-hour day for 3 or 4 months?
You know, you often see those videos of police officers. They have to get, you know, they get tasered so they know what it feels like.
Yeah.
They get pepper sprayed.
Yep.
And they have to do hood slides.
I would like to know. Yeah, the hood slide, I get the feeling it's not something that works as well as it does in movies.
No, the rivets in your jeans are definitely something to contend with. Might want to go with a nice jogger, maybe a sweat pant.
Yeah,
if you're just an amateur trying that.
Some tearaways.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast.
Somebody said, absolutely. Hood sliding is a required course in the curriculum. It's an 80-hour course with an 80% passing mark in the final exam. On another note, I got tasered last week. You know what? The hood slides, that'd be fun. Jumping off a building into a dumpster full of cardboard boxes, probably fun too. But when you're a police officer in training, and the night before it's your turn to get tasered as part of your training, do you sleep well that night? I think I'd be tossing and turning all night. I'd be terrified. I'd be like, what if I cry? What if I make a pee-pee in my pants? And what about pepper spray? Because I think you have to do the same thing, right? You have to get sprayed with it during training so you can see what it's all about. Do you sleep well knowing that it's pepper spray eve?
It's the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
My name's Garner. That's Bryce.
Oh, yeah.
Ever been pepper sprayed? Ever been tased?
No and no.
Okay, good.
It's not high on my list of things to have done either.
Somebody, I can't find the text now, but the gist of what they were saying was that their mom is a police officer and had to get tased, but also the pepper spray, they said they just put it on their forehead.
And what?
They put a little dab of it on their forehead, and that was bad enough, apparently.
Ooh, that's
weird. How bad is it?
Yeah, the videos I've seen of the police doing it, like, they just get hosed.
I couldn't imagine. Somebody said, we were just talking, you know, when it comes to police training, is there a unit in police training where you just spend 3.5 months practicing hood slides across the hood of your cruiser? Like, how do you do that with your gun and your cuffs and everything? Doesn't it just scratch the paint? Doesn't it just sort of stop you dead when you try and slide across the hood of your car? There's a technique.
It's all about technique.
Yeah, I've seen it in movies enough to know that it's a real thing.
Same thing with kicking down a door.
Oh my God, yeah, you want to get that on the first. You don't want to go more than 2 kicks deep on kicking down a door.
And really, even if you don't do it on the first try, everyone's talking about it.
Oh yeah.
So you got to have these units at police academy.
I was just watching that new Jodie Foster True Detective.
Mm-hmm.
And she shouldered her way through a door, and I'm like, it took her probably 4 tries. I do like the fact though, like, if I tried to shoulder my way through a door, it would take me 18 tries. I would never get through it ever, but she did it in 4. So good for her. But it was still, it seemed like a lot when I was watching it. I was like, did she really need to do it 4 times? Why not 2?
Yeah, let's get that down to a clean 1.
Somebody said, I asked you, when you know and you're in police training and you know that the next morning you're going to get tased or pepper sprayed, do you sleep well that night? This person said, been pepper sprayed for training, slept like a baby the night before. The night after, it burned most of the night afterwards, even after 2 showers. Oh, so you paid for it the following night. Okay.
I would not sleep very well knowing that I had to get... Because my biggest fear about being tased isn't the pain. It's that I would involuntarily...
Void your bowels?
Pee-pee my pants.
Yeah. Somebody... I like this. I've been a cop for 18 years. I would rather be tear gassed or tasered than pepper sprayed. It sucks. Especially when your partner sprays you and not the guy you are fighting. You want to make sure your partner has good pepper spray aim. Spray day. Always a giant ball of nerves the night before. Being pepper sprayed as part of training and accidentally 4 times now.
It's accidentally?
Wow. It's not bad once you've been through it before, but the first time was the worst. When we use inert training spray, the smell is the same and brings back the memories instantly. That's from Tom, the peace officer. Thank you, Tom. Somebody else, 100% slept like crap the day before taser and spray day. Both are voluntary, so only nervous if you decide to partake. But if you don't partake, I'm sure everybody else kind of looks at you and judges you.
Someone texted, I pepper sprayed myself once at 14. One of those curiosity killed the cat moments.
Ooh.
Worst decision I ever had. Water makes the burning worse.
Ouch. Okay, well, I hope I never get to experience it.
I'm still trying to wrap my brain around how you accidentally pepper sprayed 4 times.
Well, no, that could be, you know, like the other person said, your partner, maybe you just sort of waves it, like you're spraying a can of Febreze in a nasty bathroom.
Maybe it's like when you kick a field goal, you have to check the wind conditions.
Yes.
When you spray pepper spray, make sure you're not downwind.
You toss some grass up in the air and then you spray. What keeps you awake at night? Like, what do you worry about that the night before you just don't sleep? Is it getting pepper sprayed in training? Is it getting tased in training? For me, it's anytime I have to do public speaking. I will not sleep like for a month before. Like, I can do this all day. This does not bother me. But if I have to stand in front of a crowd, I do not sleep.
Tasing would keep me awake.
Oh, yeah, that would keep me awake for sure, too, for the same reason as you, a little tinkle in your pants.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Apparently, Bryce and myself, the only two people on the planet who have never been pepper sprayed, bear sprayed, or tasered. So, yay us. God, everybody's got a story about this. It sounds brutal. It says, I know a guy that's a forestry worker. He had bear spray under the seat of his truck. He pushed his seat back, punctured the can, and released the bear spray in the cab of the truck. There were four of them in that quad cab. How quickly do you shoulder roll like out of that moving vehicle? And what is the safe speed at which to shoulder roll out of a moving vehicle? Somebody else said, I used to work for EPS training. They do practice the door kicking, but I don't recall the car hood slide. Wow. Kicking down a door looks super satisfying, doesn't it? Where you just sort of lean back and you boot that thing right off the hinges. As a matter of fact, that is going to be a part of my charity fundraiser that I'm going to put together. We've talked about this in the past. I want to set up in a mall somewhere, in a roped-off area, and you can come by and put down $20. And for $20, you can do the move where you tear the tablecloth off of a table that's fully set and see if you can do it. People will pay money to attempt that. I know they will. And we'll raise money for a charity. And right next to that, we will have just a series of doors, hung doors in frames that you can come, maybe pay $100 to kick a door off the hinges. God, we're going to raise a pile of money.
Oh, yes. This is the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Wow.
I wonder, I don't want to experience it. I don't. Like, everybody who has experienced it said it's way worse than being tasered. Pepper spray apparently is the worst.
Someone texted and said that they've experienced tear gas, pepper spray, and bear spray. And I said, which one was the worst? And they said the bear spray.
Bear spray.
Said I tasted it for weeks afterwards.
Well, this one here, I worked at Home Depot. Our loss prevention guy caught a shoplifter.
Oh, baby.
While in the back, she said she needed to use the bathroom for a female issue. He allowed her to reach into her purse to get what she needed. She pulled out bear spray, sprayed the whole room. Ooh. So she got hit with it too. The loss prevention guy's eyes were red for a week. Yeah, if you're going to pull the cord on your bear spray, like, don't you want to be leaving the room? You don't want to be in the room.
Yeah, it's kind of a kamikaze mission on that one, where you're taking yourself out too, and you got to be aware of it.
This person said, I got secondhand bear sprayed after the wind wafted the spray back to me when I attempted to spray a bear from the safety of a piece of machinery. 'Twas not the greatest.
You know, the bear is probably sitting there watching you from this machinery try and spray something, and all of a sudden you're screaming and crying, and the bear's like, oh my God.
What does bear laughter sound like? Do bears laugh? I imagine they laugh.
Like, that bear walked away just thinking a lot less of the human race that day.
And I don't want to victim blame, but to Bryce's point from earlier, you should have licked your finger and then stuck it in the air.
Wind direction.
Or, like, tossed up a handful of grass. Then that wouldn't have happened to you.
Yeah, you don't want to be downstream with a bear spray.
Nope.
This is the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
So we just started talking about, you know, what keeps you awake at night. This one, it says, for me, it's the fear of not waking up in time for work. I'm a deep sleeper. I have alarms set for 2 hours straight. my phone alarm on loud, two alarm clock radios, one of the radios has a wake-up light, my Alexa blasting metal music, and my Philips Hue lights turn on, and I sleep through all of those for 30 to 90 minutes. Wow. I wish I could sleep like that. That's crazy. Those people exist. Everybody I talk to, nobody sleeps well. But congratulations, we're all happy for you.
This is the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Jeff says, Garner, I think you and I are a lot alike. If there's something to worry about, I will worry about it while I should be sleeping. Earlier this week, I started thinking about the wiper blades on my car and what a huge pain in the ass they are to change. Should I just suck it up and pay someone to change them? This kept me awake at 2 a.m. for at least an hour.
Wow.
But I'm not laughing at you, Jeff. I hear you. Just last night, I laid in bed. This is a true story. I laid in bed thinking about, I'm having some stuff delivered to my house. And it just can't sit on my front steps. And what if I'm not there? What if they try and deliver it, but I'm not there to receive it? How do I find out where they took it? Do I go to a warehouse and pick it up myself? If so, do I have to rent a U-Haul because it's heavy and big? Do I have to bring help? That kept me awake for a solid hour last night. How about you? What are you thinking about in the middle of the night? What keeps you awake at night? Then there's the person who said they have to set like 19 alarms because they're always worried they're not going to wake up in the morning. They set 2 hours of alarms, like a 2-hour series of alarms. Your neighbors, your roommates, whoever, they must really appreciate having to listen to that for 2 hours. Somebody did text and say that person that needs to set up all those alarms needs to set up a bucket of cold water that will dump on them 5 seconds after their alarm goes off. They will learn quickly. Or get one of those bed shaking things that deaf people use. Is that a real thing? A thing that shakes your bed?
Huh. You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
What is with water bottles these days? I was talking to one of my gifted children last night, and she was telling me there's a new must-have water bottle on the market. I think it's a Walla. Is that how you say it?
Never heard of it.
When did water bottles become, you know, the status symbol that they have become? Her and I were talking about all the flavor of the month water bottles. It keeps changing. It started with the Swell water bottle from 3 or 4 years ago. Then it became the Hydro Flask, followed by the Yeti. Then the whole Stanley craze that's currently underway. Now it's about to be replaced by the Owala that, you know, if you're not using it, you're so lame. Do you even know how to hydrate?
How can you show your face in public?
So I'm saying I'm not your financial advisor, but if you went heavy on Stanley water bottles and cups, you probably want to unload them. There's a new water bottle in town.
I'm about to be very vulnerable. I hope this is a safe place.
But, no, not usually, but...
The water bottle I'm currently using, I got from my car dealership.
When you bought that car?
Yeah.
How long ago?
4.5 years.
Is this a safe place for one-upsmanship?
Oh, boy.
See that blue water bottle at the back of the room? That one sitting on the table over there?
Yeah.
That one? I got that from Big Brothers and Big Sisters 12 years ago.
Oh, jeez. We're drinking out of water bottles we didn't spend $100+ on?
Mm-hmm. That's why we're lame.
Are we lame?
Yeah, that's why we're no longer with it.
That's probably why we're so dehydrated.
Yeah, we're not drinking out of a $65 bottle.
Water is less hydrating, the less expensive the bottle.
I did bring my coffee to work this morning, though, in that Yeti you got for me.
Oh,
it's
nice.
It's still hot. It's still warm. I poured that at like 4 o'clock this morning. It's still warm.
The only problem with that Yeti is like if you put a hot drink in it, you want one of those cool thermos lids that turns into a cup?
Yeah, I just screw the top off of it, though. It's fine. That's going to do it for Mug Chat. But anyway, like I was saying, $4,300, imagine all the high-end water bottles you could buy.
Think of all the microplastics we're probably drinking with our lame...
Do you mean delicious microplastics?
Thanks for listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast. Theme music by Garner Andrews. Guests of the podcast stay in the dumpster behind the building in the rail yard. Classy.